Blog Talk Radio.
This is the North Korean nuke song. Now that they can reach California, there's a lot of people on the East Coast saying good. How you doing, boys and girls? Welcome home. We missed you. I saw something very nice today. I thought I'd share it with you. It was on the internet, and I think it was on AOL. And a girl had a bumper sticker that said, "Half my heart is in Afghanistan." And she went to a mall, and she parked her car, and when she came out, there was a little note from an ex-GI and says, "When your hero comes home, take him to dinner." And there was $40 on with the note. Isn't that great? That tells me two things. People look out for each other. Now, whether they'll help you, that's a different story. In New York, you might not get a chance. Now, I've seen guys in New York pull over to the side of the road to help somebody. I saw a fireman jump out of his personal car and give CPR to a guy on the street that just collapsed. There are good Samaritans out there, but there's also a lot of prickly heat guys. But I was thinking, and there was about 1,500 responses on this one blog, you know, a blog site, you know, everybody bringing out how great it was and so forth. And I said to myself, I would love to have a bumper sticker that says, and I'd like to have a bumper sticker on a car that's parked next to Janet Napolitano's, the gun-grabbing communist. And my bumper sticker would read, "My girlfriend's in Afghanistan, and when she comes home, she's going to kill everybody." Or, you know, when they talk about, "Oh, we're going to have a gun-free zone, and nobody's going to be allowed to shoot anybody." I want a sign that says, "This neighborhood is protected by the Crossfire Association." Yeah. And this 2,800 and somewhat incidents where guns save people's lives. But you'll never hear about that, because the communists don't want you to have guns. And never forget, the Second Amendment was not created for hunters. The communists want you to think it was created for hunters. But in 1776, everybody hunted. It was like having breakfast. As a matter of fact, they probably shot breakfast. That was to keep you from being hunted by the crown or the Duma that's running the House and the Senate and the presidency. And we'll get into that in a few minutes. But before I ruin your day, let me give you a tune to make your day.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. 낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자, 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자, 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자, 그런 반전 있는 여자. 너는 선호해. 낮에는 너만큼 따사로운 그런 선호해. 커피 식기도 전에 원샷 때리는 선호해. 밤이 오면 심장이 터져버리는 선호해. 그런 선호해. 아름다워, 사랑스러워. 그래 너, hey. 그래 바로 너, hey. 아름다워, 사랑스러워. 그래 너, hey. 그래 바로 너, hey. 지금부터 갈 때까지 가볼까.
That is OK Nukem Style. Yes, we're in trouble, folks. And North Korea just learned how to reach California. And everybody in New York is saying, that's great. And I said, no, we can't kill everybody in California. We've got the Marine Corps out there. We've got the Navy out there. You got to give them time to get out. Yeah. San Francisco. San Francisco. Open your golden gate. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in trouble. Every day we lose a little bit more freedom. And after 5 years in office, Obama is finally going to visit Israel, and it's killing him. It's killing him. Okay, so you know what I did? I made a video, and I'm going to see if I can get it up on YouTube for you. And what it is, it's the North Korean army marching in a parade, and then a series of nuclear events. And I used the background music of Gangnam Style, or Gangnam Style. Yes, I used that as a background. But I made one Korean version, and I made one American version. And the American version has Vera Lynn in it singing "We'll Meet Again." You know, like they used that tune for Dr. Strangelove. The history of that tune, "We'll Meet Again," is it was a World War II song. And it was about all the GIs that were going to go die for us so we could pass legislation on Coca-Cola. Yeah, and cigarettes. Cigarettes are no good for you. Cigarettes are bad for you. Cigarettes collapse your lungs. They give you cancer. But marijuana is good for you. You can hold it in your lungs forever. Yeah, what a bunch of crap, huh? And we can tax it. Yeah, cigarette sales are down, so the government decided to take on weed. And who's going to be pumping out all of the joints? The same cigarette companies that the government put out of business. They'll all be back. You'll be sucking on camels again. Paul Mall, Parliament. Getting high on Chesterfields. Yeah. America is one big junkie waiting for its fix. There's two categories of junkie in the United States. The dope junkie and the tax junkie. The tax junkie is up to 50%. Yeah. And Bill Maher's complaining. He gave $1 million to Obama. And he's complaining he has to give another million to Obama. Yeah, involuntarily. We're going to talk about that. I'm pretty sure I've got it somewhere where we can. We don't have to have a revolution. We don't have to go to the mattresses with this government. We can starve them out with money. So now hang in there, and I'll get you something to read. Yesterday, the media started talking about the anniversary of the Gulf War and how Bush took us to Iraq when we didn't have to go. And that just infuriates me whatsoever. So I did a little response to it, and it's entitled, "There Were No WMDs in Iraq." Duh. And what military genius. Duh. The night of 9/11, the USA was changing diapers. It was hard to sleep, not knowing what was going to happen next. Everybody's got a short memory, and the communists play on your ability to remember. We had just experienced the greatest military defeat in American history, greater than Pearl Harbor. The USA had just witnessed a preemptive strike. 3,000 dead Americans, if you count the 200 unborn, who died with their pro-life mothers. And I say every kid in the womb who died that day should have been given a family name and put on a plaque. Not a plane in the sky that night. And not a plane in the sky, and planes were backed up in Europe. all over the world, because you couldn't get into the United States from one attack. And America awaited the next wave of attacks. The communist media played with our heads with questions like, why do they hate us? We don't know who did this, so we can't retaliate. My favorite was, we can't enrage the Muslims because there are over a billion of them. What the Quislings were really saying was, lay down and take it. We can negotiate at the cockpit door on our knees, steeped in pilot blood. Once again, our intelligence failed us, as they do today. Hang in there. The party of death, the Democamos, accused Bush of taking 7 minutes to stop talking to black school children before accepting the beginning of World War III, and we're in World War III. Then the chant, led by Benghazi Clinton, was, what did Bush know and when did he know it? They used the 9-1-1 hearings to stage an election campaign for Hanoi John Kerry. They stacked the hearing panel with party favorites. The Pharisees blamed the New York City Fire Department for having bad radios, but no one went back to 1993 and the garage bomb that was autographed by Osama bin Laden. So when the Clinton Towers finally came down, Bill Clinton, the great draft dodger, was in Australia when he learned about the can that could no longer be kicked down the road. And people said he had a look of guilt on his face, but no photos can be found. 40 days before 9-1-1, 48 senators voted to burn the flag of the USA, SJR-7. That's what they had time to do 40 days before 9-1-1, vote to burn a flag. 2 weeks after the 4th of July and 55 days before 9-1-1, 125 Viet Congress mice voted to burn the flag. That is how ready the What Did Bush Know Blame and Deflect Klan was. For sure, they knew zero. Off we go to the Hindu Kush to wipe out Al-Qaeda. We now have to clean up the Clinton Let It Slide Act. I am listening right now between vomits to the great armchair general Mike Savage, the war sage whose hero is Jack Hatfield, a make-believe jerk. He is clarifying the wrong move into Iraq for no WMDs. Now he can predict. What a nauseodamus. Calling the perfect shots but not firing any, especially in Nam, where he never was. He was picking berries in Pago Pago. And Chris Matthews was in the Peace Corps making guacamole dip in Swaziland. Let's go back to 9-1-1. America was just starting to take their shoes off at the airport. Vietnam was an American defeat and the communists ground our faces into the dirt. GIs coming home were told not to wear their uniforms because communist college dopers would spit on them. South Vietnam is no more, and the war was lost in the House and Senate, the streets of American cities and communist campuses throughout. Cambodian cities were exterminated by the communist domino. It was not till Saddam invaded Kuwait to get paid for killing 1 million Iranians did Americans get their military pride back. Big Bush threw Saddam out of Kuwait and the Democamo said 1 million Americans will die. We lost, I think, 127. Then the Democamo said, Big Bush didn't go far enough. He should have went all the way to Baghdad. Colin Powell rescued the Republican Guard on the highway of death, just as they were about to be vaporized. Mr. Affirmative Action said, enough. This is a turkey shoot. Little did the fortune tellers know that the Republican guard that Powell spared would turn out to be the Al-Qaeda who killed Americans under Little Bush in Iraq. You could say Powell's decision on Desert Storm cost 1,000 American lives in the Gulf War. Intelligence reports indicate that Saddam has weapons of mass destruction. The proof is in the Kurdish city of Halabja, a town full of gassed bodies. Intelligence says Saddam has nukes. What should Little Bush do? What would you do? Please don't answer if you never serve your country, because you have no idea what goes on. Let's see. The Iraqis say the earth beneath our feet is going to burn us to death. Savage said Bush knew there were no weapons of mass destruction. This from Fantasy Man, who can't tell you how many seagulls sit at the docks next to the SEALs, safe on the West Coast. But the West Coast is no longer safe. Did you see those initial troops crawling in the 130-degree heat with non-porous chemical warfare gear on, sucking air through a gas mask? What was that for, show? You have New York City buried in DNA dust. The fire department alone has, you know, when New York City was buried in DNA dust, there were Grey Poupon communists that were calling the EPA to say that they had DNA dust on their windowsills and they needed it removed. How's that? Or the lady that walked her little dog past the World Trade Center while they were digging, and the policeman told her, you can't go down this way, and he wanted to drop kick the dog into New Jersey. The fire department alone had to send one piper per funeral 343 times. Priests were melting down from carrying heavy hearts. Mothers and wives were smelling pillows for a trace of the man they loved. Saddam has nukes. The UN inspector is named Mohammed Baradei. Ronald Reagan says, trust but verify. Bush says, send in our own inspectors. 27 days later, coming out of a sandstorm, knocking on the palace door is USA, USA. Saddam sends his best fighter jets to his enemy, Iran. You don't think he sent his WMDs to Syria using Russian, Syrian, and Iranian delivery trucks and ships? Somebody said the Russians had 1,000 trucks they were running. Is that why Obama follows Putin's orders and invaded Libya instead of allowing Bashar al-Assad? The host of 47 demo camos who flew in on Nancy Pelosi's Hajj entourage to lick Bashar Assad's ankles a year earlier, and Bush asked them not to go and she gave him the finger? The cover-up press who said Little Bush went too far. Never told you. They said his father didn't go far enough, and then they say he went too far. Never told you that Damascus was DNC headquarters. If you go to my website, www.mediacrapmatters.us, you will see Bashar al-Assad in three different photos, sitting with three different communists, Nancy Pelosi, Tommy Kucinich, and Bill Bayonet the Baby's Nelson from Florida. He's the only astronaut that is not allowed to go to the moon because they figure that even without oxygen, he'll find a way to burn the flag. And they all went and sat with Bashar al-Assad. And if you go to www.mediacrapmatters.us, it's at the bottom of the presentation. And there was 43 others that Nancy Pelosi brought over there. The cover-up press said Bush went too far. Two things happened when Bush Jr. turned into Saddam's palace. The Iranian mullahs crapped at their dish dashes, and at that time we had Iran completely surrounded. Get a map out and take a look. Every country that's bordering Iran, we were in. So the Iranian mullahs crapped their dish dashes, actually they crapped their burqas, on the second go-around. They feared they were next, and they did. They feared they were next. You know, we could have been in Tehran in an hour. Gaddafi announced he was giving up his WOMDs. Gaddafi got the message right away. He wanted no trouble. Ever since he got that 10 bomb 20 years ago, he didn't want any trouble with the Americans. So why? He just watched gunfight at the OK Corral, I think. So why did we go to Libya? We went to Libya to protect Syria. Hey, look, everybody, these chemical weapons we found today in Aleppo, they're from Iraq. Little Bush was no Patton, but neither are the generals we have today. All the good ones have been hounded out, fired or turned off. When Little Bush hanged Saddam, the cowboy hanged Saddam and buried him on Sandal Hill. No boots to be found. That was the time to negotiate with the mullahs. You want some of this? The communists will never let us win. The communist press will see to it. There are no more Democrats. They died with the greatest generation. All we have today are demo-commos and re-puppies. And when the re-puppies realize that they are fighting communists, then they will have a chance to win an election. Americans are fools, and they think that the enemy thinks like we do. The greatest communist tactic, after they take your God and flag away, is to convince mainstream Americans that those they loved died for nothing. No, that's not true. They go around asking, was it worth it? Stick a mic in a mother's face and say, how does it feel now that you lost your son under George Bush? Well, wait till you hear how many sons are being lost under Obama. They died for us, as in the USA. A side benefit was given to the people of Iraq, a former nation of slaves to a dictator, who saw a band of brothers called Americans who shared their love with those who love. An American doctor who sewed up a boy's leg from IEDs that came from Syria made with Iranian copper lugs for greater shredding. America has left its mark on the world, not by presidents who talk to presidents, but by the privates who smile at people who smile back. Bush had no choice but to go to Iraq. 4,700 was the killed in action loss. 47,000 wounded as great a loss. Yet we still don't have IED finders and laser destroyers. Obama just canceled our space laser program. When a Bush GI got hit, the press was at Mars' door the same day. In Afghanistan, Obama has lost 2,000 Americans, and my guess is he's got 20,000 wounded, not counting the 51 GIs shot in the back and the SEAL team he lost. Forget about Benghazi. The communist press covered it all up. You know what they did? They classified the 2,000 dead Americans in Afghanistan as NATO troops, but they're not being buried in Holland. You know how many Bush lost in Afghanistan in 8 years? 461. The SEAL team Obama lost was classified as a chopper crash, but it was an ambush. Benghazi, everybody got blood clots, and we all had to listen to Hillary's excuse why she isn't going to talk to anybody. The general who tried to dispatch a rescue team, I think his name was General Ham, was immediately relieved as soon as he started the motion for rescue. He was relieved. His second-in-command handed him the phone. They're doing it already. Hang in there, I'll give you a tune. Reflect. Pause and reflect. How do you like the new Pope? Isn't he great? Humble guy. You see him kissing that paralyzed man? He's a great guy. You know what? I think God sent him to save us. You know who the number two Pope, the number two man choice was for Pope? The cardinal from Brazil. But they figured he's too much of a party animal. He'd be coming to the balcony with feathers. Yeah, for Carnival. Did you know that the Brazilian Navy has one aircraft carrier? They have no planes. They just got a big Carnival band on it. It's true, they have one aircraft carrier, and they got fighter jets. I often say that if Hugo Chavez had invaded Brazil as the troops came pouring over the border, all the Brazilians would be celebrating Carnival and blowing whistles and welcoming them in. It's party time. The Venezuelans are here.
Como um bom bocado pra te devorar, como um brigadeiro pra te lambuzar. Põe a mão no bolo pra comemorar,
pra te comemorar, pra te comemorar.
Dança o meio-dia pra te conquistar. Com violeiro, toca e se toca, de olho no chifre da morena. Aqui zoeira, que festa de arromba. Põe essa galera pra samba, é debaixo da saia.
This program to bring you a special announcement. There is trouble in paradise. The divorce rate has climbed from 50% to 75% in the United States. Of course, the reason for that is the 50% is marriages on paper and the other 25% are hookups. Hookups on a month-to-month lease. We're in trouble, folks. And I gotta blame it. I blame the guys. They're all to blame, and because they just don't listen to Mama. Mama told you what to do, and you wouldn't listen. So this is advice for the men. Start out as a mama's boy and find a mama when you get married. If I was Italian, my name would be Luke, Mama Luke. Two people cried at my wedding, me and my mommy. The bride's family had to pull us apart. I treat my wife with great respect. I let her drive the car, and I never beat her on the weekends. And it also helps to marry a nurse who works in a psychiatric center. I get some good medicine. The truth is, we are all in a spiritual meltdown. Life is a series of tens. The most you will get out of this life is 10 tens. I happen to like younger women. Sorry, that's the way it is. I'm looking for somebody right now, 70, 71. If you don't plan to keep the vow, don't take it. The lowest rung in hell, according to Dante's Inferno, is reserved for those who betray a trust. Little things do mean a lot. As the song goes, "Give Me the Simple Life" is another song. In my time, a lawyer starved. There is a chapter in my book, The Spirit of America Party, it's now on Kindle, about a divorce receptions. Beware of divorce receptions, where the parting couple has to give the gifts back plus interest. And beware of wedding receptions that have a phone bank and a tote board. And don't forget to raise a family. Stay-at-home moms are worth $100,000 a year, and the government should give them a pension. Take it from a Senator Schumer. Imagine hearing somebody say, "You'll never be the man your mother was." Doesn't that confuse kids? You know what? You know what really bugs me when they talk about equality under communism? How come there are no blacks in Russia? How come there are no blacks in China? Huh? Why is that? Here's a speech from President Putin. And by the way, if you order an Obama in a bar, they give you a black Russian. In Russia, this is from Putin, in Russia live Russians, any minority from anywhere, if it wants to live in Russia, to work and eat in Russia, should speak Russian and should, this is from Putin, and should respect the Russian laws. If they prefer Sharia law, then we advise them to go to those places where that's the state law. Russia does not need minorities. Minorities need Russia. And we will not grant them special privileges or try to change our laws to fit their desires, no matter how loud they yell discrimination. We better learn from the suicides of America, England, Holland, and France if we are to survive as a nation. The Russian customs and traditions are not compatible with the lack of culture or the primitive ways of most minorities. When this honorable legislative body thinks of creating new laws, it should have in mind the national interest first, observing that the minorities are not Russians. And the politicians in the Duma, that's what they call their Congress, gave Putin a standing ovation for 5 minutes. Oh, give us your tired masses yearning to collect unemployment. Oh, we're in trouble. We're absolutely in trouble. Oh, I did this on the 14th of March. Let me wet my throat and I'll be right back. Can you tilt the keg a little bit to the right? Thank you. It took the Catholic Church 2,000 years to turn the altar around. Did you see the Pope come to the window with a 32-ounce bottle of Coke? Mainstream Americans have a great opportunity. We don't have to wait for Obama bin Laden to be impeached. That's right, we don't have to wait for him to be impeached. We can replace the 5 communists in the Senate who are retiring. Yes, 5 of flag-burning, baby-killing communists are retiring from the Senate. This is a must-win. Don't be distracted by communist tactics. Concentrate on electing 5 holy senators blessed by God to do good. No more phony Kennedy Catholics. We want Pope Francis values. We want to go to heaven and join the greatest generation who gave us everything. One nation under Tim Tebow. Viva Cristo Rey. God bless Andy Garcia and Ann Margaret. Give us a clean living and keep us drug-free. You want to drive the communists nuts? Tell them the statue on top of the Capitol Dome is the Blessed Mother. When they say it is the Statue of Victory, agree. And say, yes, Our Lady of Victory. To those who say the church and the founders of the USA are obsolete and old-fashioned, you must remember the church was born in a time of debauchery, child murder, torture, and Colosseum games, pretty much as we have in modern America. Sexual sickness goes back to Sodom and Gomorrah. Those who endorse a homosexuality accuse pedophile priests of a homosexual act. Homosexuality is a sin in the Catholic Church, regardless of who commits it. And when the Founding Fathers penned life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness as the right of all Americans, they never fathomed a child murder. They were trying to save all sacred life, in the womb or out. And never forget that the womb is God's sanctuary for the unborn. They believed life began with God's blessing. Jesus said, better a millstone be tied around your neck and you be thrown into the deep sea than harm a child. Today, 4,700 American babies will be scraped to death, poisoned, heads collapsed and vacuumed out, pulled apart limb from limb. Some parts will be sold for research. All that will be left is the soul that returns to heaven to be witness at the final judgment. America dispatches 4,700 cherubim and seraphim a day back to God. Germany has a law that says you can't kill a child after 18 weeks. And I think in North Dakota just went to once the heart starts beating. Thank you, North Dakota. It takes a humble state like North Dakota to set the record. Our Sanhedrin say we can kill them just before they see the light of day any day. Can America be tried for crimes against humanity? Chuck, the executive butcher Schumer, says child murder is settled law. I say God Almighty settles scores, and right now our score is 1,200,000 dead babies every year. What's in your bucket? Lead us home, Holy Father and Founding Fathers. Pray for our country that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Amen. Can I get a religious tune?
All the colors of the rainbow, all the voices of the wind, every dream that reaches out, it reaches out to find where love begins.
Say you're a talk show host. You got a good show, good following, and one day you make a mistake and you make a racial slur and your network throws you under the bus. So you leave NBC, nothing but communists, and you turn to the Communist News Network, a CNN, and there's no room for you at the inn. Finally, Fox shows you mercy. They find you at the doorstep and they adopt you and they take you in. And they rebuild you. They rebuild your image and they give you a first-class show. So what do? As soon as you are in command and you're back in the driver's seat, what do? You knock Fox? You bite the hand that feeds you? You invite Jake Tapper from CNN to come over? And you give Jake Tapper kudos to compete against Fox's equivalent? Where is your brain? What have you been doing all your life? Drugs? Forget about it. That's terrible. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. And not only that, you look stupid in those cowboy hats. You look like the guy that works for Binder. What's the matter with you? Why can't you wear a proper cowboy hat? The one that looks good on you is the one that has the little balls all around. Hang in there. We'll have some laughs. And the only guy that stood by you when everybody was kicking you as you were down was Bernie. Those Irish guys, when they're loyal, they're loyal. But don't mention Ted Kennedy to anybody. Can you believe the communists are still blaming Bush? And let me reiterate. When I say communists, everybody around me gets very nervous. You're not supposed to say that word. They're going to label you a McCarthyite. Hey, there was nothing wrong with Joe McCarthy. He just had the wrong list. And some of his list was pretty accurate. And when the wall came down, they went to Russia and they found names that Joe McCarthy had on that list. And Joe McCarthy never went after Hollywood, but Hollywood went after him. Isn't that something? Yeah. Bunch of anti-Semites out there. They didn't like Roy Cohen. And they didn't like Judge Kaufman. You know who Judge Kaufman was? He was Jewish. And he was a great judge. He was probably the greatest judge in the history of World War II. And do you want to know why? He sentenced the Rosenbergs to death. He sent them to Old Sparky to go sit in the chair and fry. Yeah. And you know what they did? They sold out the United States. So God bless Judge Kaufman. And you see, they caught a red Chinese employee working at NASA. He was just getting ready to board a plane to China with a one-way ticket and tons of secrets. And do you know what made them suspicious? That he was a spy for China? Every day when he came to work, he wore his Chinese officer's uniform. I called three government agencies today at 3:30. There's nobody around. There's nobody around. All I get are answering machines. Hi, this is the president. I'm in the Middle East right now saying goodbye to Israel. You like this guy Carson? I think he's great. I think he's fantastic. I like he's religious and he's an American. That's what I like about him. He's an American. Finally, we're going to have an American president. And he's got a birth certificate. And he's got a father and a mother. A father and a mother. My God. Cool, calm, collected. A man of reason. A humble man. Hey, he might even run for Pope. Who knows? Do you know what the number one song sung on St. Paddy's Day was? When Irish Eyes Are Profiling. Why is it that in the 50s divorce lawyers starved? And why is it that today the divorce rate is between 60 and 75%? Why is that? And if you ever watch any of the old oldies but goodies shows and you see, look in the audience, it's the same couples that were married when they were 18 and 19. They're still together. Now, what's the reason for it? Is it the music?
I'm done. welcome to the Meddlesome Show with Daryl and Star Meddlesome.
Hi, I'm Star.
We're welcoming you today because this is our brand new show and we're just opening it up and we've just moved into a brand new neighborhood. And let us kick off our show and then we'll tell you the issues of the day.
Cause you've got personality. Walk with personality. Talk with personality. Smile with personality. Charm with personality. Love with personality. And plus you got a great big heart. So over and over. Well, I'll be a fool for you. Not over.
Wasn't that a tremendous opening? We the Meddlesomes have now moved into Meddlesome, New York. A little bedroom community for people 25 and older. And it's really wonderful. We had to leave our other community because we were getting a lot of death threats. But now that we're here, we're starting afresh. And we want to just get involved with this community like we got involved in the other one. And right now, Star, honey, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm reading the association bylaws.
And what do they say?
Well, they say that the next door neighbor, his American flag is 1 centimeter older than the required height.
So we'll bring that up at the next meeting, won't we, Star?
Oh, it can't wait. We love to be part of the community. We love to mingle. We're the Meddlesomes.
Who's at the door, dear?
It looks like one of those veterans from the foreign wars, you know, the ones that sell the poppies.
Well, see what he wants.
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'd like to know if you care to donate to the veterans of foreign wars.
He wants a donation, Daryl.
Well, what kind of donation does he want, dear?
How much do you want?
Well, anything you care to give, ma'am.
He says anything we care to give. Well, give him 15 cents and ask him to sign our petition to have all the crosses removed from the cemeteries.
Would you sign? Hello? Hello? Daryl, do you remember last week when that man was walking his dog in front of our house and he didn't have a pooper scooper and we turned him in and we read Clause 23 of the town ordinance and they put his dog to death?
Yes, dear.
Well, he's back. He's on our front lawn with a goddamn elephant.
Call a sheriff, dear. Call a sheriff. He must be a Republican. He's one of those terrorists. He's probably a veteran. He's one of those terrorists that Janet Napolitano warned us about.
This is Daryl here, and I hope you're enjoying our show. We put it all together just for you. We're the Meddlesomes. It's Daryl and Star Meddlesome.
Hi, I'm Star.
And we're now going to get dressed, and we're going to go to Town Hall, and we're going to get the Ten Commandments removed from the building. So let's give you our theme, because we're the Meddlesomes.
Because you've got personality. Walk with personality. Talk with personality.
Hi, this is Star Meddlesome.
Daryl and I are going out today. We were supposed to leave early this morning and get the petition signed to legalize marijuana, but this little girl opened up a
lemonade stand across the street, and we had to wait for the Food and Drug Administration to take her away. You'd think they would be quicker when we call. Yes, they took her away because she's only about 5 years old, and this is a 25 and older community. So they put her outside the gate because we're a gated community. And we don't want anybody inside our gate that doesn't belong here. So Daryl and I are going out now. Oh, they fined that little girl $85,000. That'll straighten them out. Can't have people getting out of hand. They have to obey the law. And there's not enough laws in this country. I want a law with every congressman's name on it. Well, Daryl and I are going out now. We're gonna do some community service. We're going to get our petition signed today to legalize marijuana. Yes, and Daryl and I, we're from the hippie generation. We were free lovers and free thinkers, and we used to do a lot of weed, as they called it back then. And but now we're too old to do that, so I just take the Marinol, and Daryl, he takes marijuana in suppository form. You ought to see him inhale. You would think his lungs were in his ass. Oh, right next to his brains. Well, we're going to go out. Everybody loves to legalize marijuana. If we're successful in passing marijuana legislation, then there won't have to be any drug-free zones in front of the schools anymore. The kids can do the drugs right in the classroom. Yes, and I also, Daryl and I are working on a book, How to Raise Children According to the State. I'm going to break for a little theme song now, and then we'll discuss what's going on in this country and how we can get involved.
'Cause you've got personality, walk with personality, talk with
Did you sin today? Did you vote Democamo? You.
doctor.
You see this abortionist, this butcher down in Philadelphia? When you think abortion is pretty, you ought to go visit a clinic while they're filling buckets. Got to put an end to child murder. 4,700 American kids are butchered every day in this country. Mothers are killing their children. And it's not good. And we're all going to pay for it one day. Because no matter how old this earth is, the Big Banger still lives. So, also, down in Texas, they try to force a girl to do the Mexican Pledge of Allegiance. Did you see the clip of that? Do you see they give the Hitler salute during the Mexican Pledge of Allegiance? Yeah, wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. If they're going to do in the national anthem, they should do the Iranian national anthem. Everybody loves the Iranian national. Please stand for the Iranian national anthem.
Ballspieler, es passt nicht als ein Karspiel, weil sie sehen, wer drei Zeiten euch bei der Baseball spielt. Gott, Mensch, Amerika,
folks. Have a nice night.